You'll start a revolution from your bed. You know, we've done well, given the massive odds we're up against, trying to curb this thing as much as we can. They failed on this scamdemic. They failed on these rolling out these injections. They're not done yet. They're not going to stop now. They're coming for the kids. It's like, I hope these stupid parents out there are wise to fuck up fast. And what you just watched, what you just listened to, the video from Robert F. Kennedy's group is just nails it on so many fronts. And we've tackled all those issues, and I'm proud that we've been ahead of the curve, way ahead of the curve on this, but if you're supposed to be a professional journalist, that's what you're supposed to do, and we're not looking for trophies for doing our job. We only wish that more people would do their jobs instead of selling out the private interest, big interest, sugar daddies, etc. And in relation to that last story, the headline is COVID deaths plummet as excess mortality falls. Excess mortality falls to pre-pandemic levels. I was having a Freudian slip saying fails. In any given year during the past decade in the United States, more than 2.5 million Americans have died from all causes. The number has grown in recent years, climbing to 2.59 million in 2013 to 2.85 million in 2019. This has been due partially to the U.S.'s aging population and also due to rising obesity levels and drug overdoses. In fact, since 2010, growth rates in total deaths has exceeded population growth in every year. 2020, the statistics are in. Preliminary numbers suggest a jump of about 17% in all-cause total deaths, rising from 2.85 million in 2019 to 3.35 million in 2020. The increase, however, was not due to COVID. I'm sure Fauci and his winged monkeys would be, "We got a stat we can bullshit them with again. Let's get on it." It's not going to work. At least one quarter to one third of those deaths appear to be from other causes. In some cases, more than half of excess deaths were attributed to underlying causes other than COVID. But whether due to untreated medical conditions or untreated COVID, the doctors sell you out. But untreated medical conditions, thanks to COVID lockdowns, etc., or drug overdoses or homicides, a total death increased in 2020. In other words, total excess mortality is a partial proxy for COVID deaths. Whatever proportion of total deaths COVID cases may comprise, it stands to reason that if total deaths decline, the COVID deaths are declining too. Moreover, looking at total deaths helps cut through any controversies over whether or not deaths are properly attributed to COVID. So what was the trend with these excess deaths in recent months? It's COVID! Fauci! Fauci's saying, "We got something else! Get on this! Get the spin doctors on this!" According to data through mid-March, excess mortality began to plummet in early January and is now back to levels below the 2015-2019 average. So it's gone down. Excess mortality peaked the week of January 3rd, and then it began to collapse, dropping back to summer 2020 levels, and by mid-February, a further decline. By March 14th, excess mortality was at 1% above the 2015-2019 average. You know what these liars would say? It's because the vaccines are working. They're saving lives. It's really unbelievable. They go on TV, they go on radio, they go on every fucking thing you can imagine. And they say, "You're all going to die." I've been saying this now for 14, 15 months. "You're all going to die if you don't put your masks on, you don't do your part, you don't get these temporary, not temporary, but mysterious experimental injections, you're going to die. And then the rates start to, and people say, fuck off. We don't want your bullshit. And then the rates, the COVID rates start to decline. And then these guys come out and say, it's because the vaccine's working. You just admitted your entire operation is predicated on the fact that people are not getting these injections and you're promoting it nonstop 24/7 like a fucking televangelist. And then as soon as any positive news comes out, they attribute it to these quote-unquote injections, and you should get yours too. See, we told you. There's no facts, though. There's never any intel. There's never any data to back up what they say. It's just nonsense. They just pluck it out of thin air, and they make it so. Remember experts like Fauci and all these fucking criminals were insisting that 60 to 70% of the population must be vaccinated before, as a country, we can expect to see any kind of drop off or any kind of decline in deaths. Well, none of that happened, and here we are. In fact, the week of March 22nd, excess mortality was below both the 2015 through 2019 average and below the total for the last year before the official beginning of the scamdemic. It's likely these facts won't stop Fauci and his wing monkeys and these public health criminals and bureaucrats from continuing to insist that another wave of COVID deaths and cases is right around the corner. Bring out, cue the crybaby Walensky, the CDC director. She could turn on the crocodile tears. Of course, none of them at any time, Fauci, Burks, Walensky, anybody, Redfield, Trump, okay? Nobody. Nobody. Admit that their predictions were completely bogus, spectacularly wrong, borderline insane, not even close to hitting the mark on everything, including death rates, and the fact that death rates wouldn't decline until we had 70% of our country took these mystery injections, these experimental injections. It's all a lie, folks. And these numbers are even inflated because remember Burks back in the day said, everybody who dies in the country now, we're deeming that, we're labeling that as a COVID death. And people are like, what the fuck did she say? Did she actually say this shit? She said this in a press conference? So if you get run over by a motorcycle, if you fall off the back of a turnip truck, etc., you died of COVID. So the numbers are rigged to begin with. And the deaths are going down. and there's no new surges. Like they said, there are going to be all these new variants and new surges. I'm sure they'll roll the variants out. And Fauci and his wing monkeys, his other government employed technocrats and fake doctors and fake medical experts, haven't been able to provide one explanation why this is happening. It must really stick in Fauci's side, the fact that this is just months after Texas and Georgia and Florida and Alabama, etc., have either abolished or greatly scaled back all their social distancing and mask mandates. And cases and deaths are still declining in those states. And Fauci's sitting around. And he can't answer. Of course, because it's a fucking bunch of bullshit. And he just sits there like and looks like the idiot that he is. You can't explain it. Because it unravels all of his other lies. And the media, nobody presses him on it. He just sits there like a dope and pivots, and nobody cares. At this point, almost every state have seen sizable drops in both cases and deaths, regardless of the mask or social distancing policies in place. Fauci doesn't say anything about that either. Now he's saying, this fucking guy, I don't know if it's in here or not, because I didn't read it. I'm just going fresh. As you know, I go fresh. For the most part. Totally fresh tonight. The Young Bucks handed this to me at 6 o'clock, and I had some dinner, and was working outside, clearing brush and things like that. Wielding the chainsaw, so it got cleaned up. And turned on the lights, turned on the mic, and away we go. But I don't know if it's in here or not, but Fauci was saying, I saw over the weekend, if kids aren't vaccinated, I mean, can you believe this fucking criminal? This guy should be locked the fuck up. He said, if kids aren't vaccinated, see, they're going to start for the kids now. They've given up on you. They only reached 30% with you. They gave up on you. For the most part. He said that if kids get vaccine, then they won't have to wear masks in school next year. But if they don't get the vaccine, they'll have to wear masks. Okay. Okay. See how they do it? He's a puppet. He's a little fucking ferret. He's a puppet. He's a criminal. They tell him what to say. He comes out and says it, and he makes it a news cycle, and away they go. So parents see that. Impressionable parents with no guts, no brains, and no balls. And there are many of them, no backbone. They see that and they say, oh, we have to get Johnny and little Janie vaccinated so they don't have to wear masks. Yeah, okay. You just watched the video from RFK's group. It's basically, you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than you do of dying from COVID at any age group, but especially the age groups we're talking about. But that's okay. Fauci's going to drive the fucking fear bus because he's a piece of shit and a criminal. He must owe some people big, because and Fauci and these guys have been wrong about every fucking thing. But don't expect these guys to admit they've been wrong about anything. You know what they'll do? Same thing they always do. They double down. They double down on their bullshit narrative. And they'll pivot a little bit. They're pivoting now to the kids. And they're doubling down. And they'll try to get some of these. They'll try to get some of these stragglers. Some of these dopey parents. Try to freak them out. That's what fear does. It works well. I see the next story. I see Fauci. We don't have the music picked out for him, so let me grab it. There it is. Let's just go right into it. Fuck it. This is The Inside Man by Funky Destination. A lot of people ask. I play this song every now and then. It's a great song to play around the house when you're trying to get people to do work for you. Let's go right into this story. Headline, Fauci has to admit that only around half of his agency's staff are vaccinated. Dr. Anthony asked Fauci, the head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. the head of the National Institute, I think it should say, of Spreading Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That would be better. Said that about 40% of his agency's employees have not received the COVID-19 vaccine, while a deputy at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, said the agency is reporting similar numbers. Let me tell you how these bureaucrats work. They lie, they lie, they lie. If they're saying that 40% of the agency's employees have not received the COVID vaccine, throw 20% on that. Call it 60%. Let's see the proof. Otherwise, they lie, they lie, they lie. Why would you believe them? If they're admitting 40, call it 60. Are we to believe that these people, I'll tell you why. Are we to believe that these people that know things about who's behind these schemes and these big pharma injections, these people, these medical experts in the know, they've doubled the national average of 30%. Not national average, but yeah, 30% of adults in the U.S. are fully vaccinated, according to the same people. They could be lying. The CDC could be lying, of course. Are we to believe double those amount of people, as I struggle to talk, in these agencies got the vaccine? I don't buy that at all. I think it's the flip side. Double didn't take it. You're right back to 60%. You're right back to 70% who didn't take it. That's how I see it. Of course, if these guys ever had to produce any paperwork or any facts, it would be a different story. But they never have to produce anything, and they're never asked to produce anything, or never pressed to produce anything. And it's frustrating. Can you imagine? You go in front of these people, you don't have to give them any stats or any proof. You just, whatever you say, it's like you're fucking God. They're God. Whatever they say is gospel. That's not how the real world works for you and me or anybody. Well, that's how it works for the haves. I think we'll go to a little gap, man, because this is bad news, no matter how you chop it up, for these tyrants. During a Senate hearing, Senator Richard Burr, this guy's another asshole, Republican asshole, a little fucking worm, asked Fauci, the FDA's director of the Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, Peter Marks, and CDC director Rochelle Crying Jag Walensky, about the percentage of their employees that were vaccinated against COVID-19. I'm not 100% sure, Senator, Fauci said in response, but I think it's probably a little bit more than half, probably 60%. How is that a little bit? First of all, that's not a little bit more than half. 60%, okay? Second of all, if you're not sure, what has this guy been doing for 14 months? He doesn't know how many people in his own fucking agency have gotten the injections. Bullshit, he knows. He's just not saying. He's spinning it, calling it probably 60%. Why doesn't a guy like Burr or anybody else say, whoa, 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 wait a minute. Why don't you ever have any definitive answers about anything? Do you even know what you're doing? You never answer a question. Say, yeah, you know what? Here are the numbers. Bing, bing, bing. Fauci just makes shit up as he goes along. He's just there for the ride. He figures no matter what he says, he can squirm out of it. He's a rock star in his own mind. And the media treats him as such. Marks, the idiot over at the FDA, Wait a minute. Yeah. Marx over the FDA told the senator that he could not say the exact number, but it's probably in the same range as what Fauci reported. These guys don't know. They're going to tell you everything about the vaccine, quote-unquote, injections being safe, but they don't even know. Bullshit. They fucking know. They don't want to say it under oath. They don't want to say it in sworn testimony. You know why? Because that would be news. If 30 or 40% of these people got these injections, that's news. Probably 60% for me, as an interrogator or someone who's asking a question, doesn't work. Probably, I would say probably doesn't work. Respectfully, Dr. Fauci, respectfully, Director Marks, probably doesn't work. Not knowing the exact number doesn't work. Get me the exact number now before the end of the day. But none of that goes on because it's all just a dog and pony show. Mark said it's confusing because some FDA employees were vaccinated at their facility and others were vaccinated outside their facility. So they can't count, in other words, what they're saying. Well, Lenski, fresh off another crying jag, said the CDC staff has the option to report their vaccination status. And said the agency is encouraging federal employees to get vaccinated. We don't know, Walensky said, the vaccination percentage. These are the people running the country. They can't even run their own fucking shops, and they're running your life. It's embarrassing. It's beyond embarrassing. You know what the story is, though? They know. They fucking know. If they know how many Americans, okay, think about this. If they know exactly how many Americans have been injected, et cetera, once, injected twice, they know damn well how many employees have been injected, so to speak, vaccinated, so to speak. They're liars. They're career liars. They sit up there and they say they don't know. They don't tell you that because they do know, and the numbers are fucking brutal for their causes. It's insulting to sit up there and say you don't have an exact number. But the reason you do that is because when you are coached, I'll give you a little tip here. When you are coached to testify, to accept testimony, etc. Let's go. Let me get my head out of my ass here. When you're coached on testifying, and you're being coached on how to handle and how to weather cross-examination, there are certain key words that you learn from your folks who are tutoring you, professionals who are tutoring you, so that you don't get tripped up and you don't get fucking caught in a perjury trap. Those words are as follows. I don't recall. That's big. I don't recall. You don't want to answer things yes or no. Many cases, definitively. That's how you're coached up. You don't want to paint yourself into a corner when you answer any question, whether in open court, whether in a closed, sealed hearing, or whether in depositions and things like that. You don't want to paint yourself into a corner. You always want to give yourself an out. And there's a science to testifying. So to make sure you don't do that. And that includes us saying, let's go over what Fauci said. I'm not 100% sure. Okay, that's another big one. I'm not sure, but if I were compelled to answer the question, it would be probably 60%. Somewhere around there. But don't hold me to it because I'm not 100% sure. I don't really know. That's a professionally coached answer. And then the guy from the FDA steps up and pulls the same shtick. It's probably in the same range, But don't hold me to it because I don't know. But if you needed an answer right now, and if you allowed me to ballpark it, but you didn't hold my feet to the fire, I'd say it's probably about the same. Those are professionally coached answers. And Walensky steps up, the CDC bird brain, and she says, we just don't know. That's right up there with, I don't recall. I couldn't say. Council says, you couldn't say because you don't want to say, or you couldn't say because you don't know. He said, I just don't know at this point. I mean, might be able to answer later. But if you needed an answer right now on the vaccination percentage, we just don't know. I don't know. These people are being coached. That's how you know it's bullshit. And all three of them answered in a similar fashion. Bullshit. Those are talking points. They're being coached. So that's the way it goes. Don't even let's not even talk about Biden. What is this noise? What Biden is saying about it? Who cares? He's a dope. So you got the CDC, the NIAID, you got the FDA, you got everybody saying we just don't know. Oh, but they know how many fucking Americans have been jabbed, so to speak. But they don't know their own people. Bullshit. This is how you read through the news, and you can clearly see from an interrogator standpoint that those folks have been coached up. They've been coached up. They knew that question was coming too, by the way. There's no surprises. So Burr, somebody along the line told these folks that they'd be asked that question. So it's a softball. It's a softball. The way they answered it, they were prepped to answer it that way. And to me, it just makes me feel like it's just more of a show, a scheme, a farce. I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. Yeah, I've been there. I fought the law and the law won. I'll tell you what, though. They may have won the battle, but I'm winning the war. Because now I'm behind the mic. And I can't be silenced. And we got a lot of smart people that are gathering and contributing to each other on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. And so, you know, jump in, folks. Because we could use the help. And this isn't some, like, GoFundMe donation where you don't get anything back. The return on investment here, I'm told, is more than worthwhile from these smart folks we have. Interacting with other smart folks, and when you get smart people together, unlike Twitter, which is a collection of cement heads, and worse, you get what my dad used to tell me something, you get what you pay for. And it's been repeated many times over. Return on investment on the truth. Make an investment in the truth. Make an investment in the truth. You get access to Pain After Dark, the videos, Pain in the Morning, the videos, and the incredible chatter and the banter and the intel swapping. I've said it before, it's more of a growing an intel operation than it is having anything to do with a podcast. These people are bright. We need good places to get intel. We need people who talk the truth. We need main street folks, like your neighbors, etc. Your fellow man out here, we're all in this together. We need bright people to help solve these problems. And solving them for the world is for the birds at this point, I'll tell you. You're on your own out here, and we're on our own. We have to look out for our folks. Look out for ourselves and our folks. Not try to save the world. Let's focus on saving ourselves first and being 2-3 steps ahead of these tyrants. Let's focus on that. And that's what we've been doing. And, the community on there and their contributions with links and intel and suggestions, recommendations, and findings, just plain old-fashioned intel, human intel and OSINT, open source intel, has been fantastic. And I put it up against anybody, and we appreciate it. On patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. So, folks, jump the hell in. What have you got to lose? It's just, it's a game changer for many people. And, of course, the platforms that we have on there, the souped up muscle car that we call a hot wire, et cetera. And we appreciate it, folks. We wouldn't be able to do without you patrons. You're literally what is keeping this engine running. So thank you, as I said before, and I will continue to say thank you, folks. And if you're on the fence, what are you waiting for? Time's a wasting. Jump in. My God, you can always jump out of. If it's the worst thing in the world, you can jump out. This isn't the government. This isn't the Hotel California where you can check in but never leave. If you don't like it, you can skedaddle. Folks, the rest of this podcast, about another hour plus, is on our platforms, patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, as we are moving some of the more sensitive content to the back of the show, because it's just nonstop censorship, and there's a lot of other issues as we continue to climb an uphill battle, and climb an uphill mountain, of course, like all mountains are, of independent journalism, with one challenge after another, trying to be the voice out here of truth, trying to do something different, and the amount of slack we have to take for it and hassle is just unbelievable. So the second part of the podcast is now on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit, where you can get it in its entirety for our premiere content, so to speak, on those platforms. And as we roll out a new platform soon of our own, we'll eventually be moving away from those platforms as well. So it's all about building and growing, and we appreciate your support and your continued support, and maybe we'll see you over there. I hope to see you over there. Again, take care.